Thank you.
Panther Brother.
Hello.
Hello. Is this
Yeah, this is. Is this Sergeant Martagna?
Yes, sir. I just walked in and was just listening to my messages.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, can you tell me? First of all, let me give you some information.
Okay.
Nancy has been suicidal for a long time, and we have some comments that were made to the various family members, and of course she's been going through this divorce thing with and as you probably want to know, can you tell me what happened?
Well, I can tell you that obviously there was a problem, and Mr. Perlman gave us a call in reference to her suicide tendencies, and when he discovered the gun missing and some of the statements she made to him, he called us,
mm-hmm.
and at which point we went ahead and put a broadcast out, indicating, you know, suicide and arms, etc. She was spotted early yesterday evening, okay. Attempts were made, you know, they made the stops, they were trying to talk to her, and unfortunately she wasn't responding, and I don't really want to get the details at this point, but unfortunately things happened, you know, and unfortunately, not only her family, but the deputies too were, you know, going through.
Oh, they got to listen. I've been there,
yeah.
Guy.
I know. But obviously, from what I have, is she was intending to, you know, do herself. My indications,
yeah.
And
yeah,
I think unfortunately, the way it went down, I think the officers, you know,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, it's a horrible, horrible situation for the officers.
Yeah.
Well, let me just give you some other information. We talked to Mr. this morning,
mm-hmm.
and or actually one of my family members talked to Mr. this morning, and he has stated that he is going to go to the district attorney's office,
mm-hmm.
and see about filing a wrongful death.
Mm-hmm.
It is the opinion. We need to know what the facts are, and I'm sure they're all going to come out. But
right.
I'm just tipping you off that this guy is a loose cannon. Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I lost you there for a second. This guy is a loose cannon, and I think that the family members can give you some information. And there's also a document that you need to go get at his house. It's the suicide, basically the suicide note.
Oh, there's a note. I was unaware of a note.
Yeah, you need to. Well, it's not really a note. What happened was he took the she took the gun out of the case.
Okay.
Put the case on the bed.
Right.
Took the will or last will and testament or trust or whatever, with all of the things that she wanted to have done with her property. And excuse me for these dogs, I apologize. But she circled, I guess, highlighted those different things that she once had done with her property.
Okay.
Before she left the house with the gun.
Okay.
Now, if he's going to file a wrongful death, then, first of all, I'm sorry, can I call you Ernie?
Yes.
You can call me. I would like to come down there and just talk with you about this. But I don't know if I can make it down there in time. But anyway, she circled all this stuff and then left the house with the gun. And not so sure that he didn't push her to the brink of doing this. Today's her anniversary with him. Also, there are several insurance policies
mm-hmm.
with her name on it
mm-hmm.
that he holds.
Okay.
And there are also a number of, I'm just trying to think, I'm just drawing a blank.
Well, do you recall any incidents where officers or mental health may have responded to her in reference to any incidents and maybe some sort of written reports?
I don't know how many years back she was in a mental institution.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, and the information I'm giving to you, you can tell is going to be helpful.
Okay.
And we want to cooperate because we don't want this guy making more time off of her death.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I think where I was going was, I think he set her up. And he came home and told her that he was having an affair, he was flaunting it in her face, and due to the fact that he has all these insurance policies on her, I wouldn't put it past this guy to push this girl into what she has done. But she couldn't. It's obvious she had a hard time committing suicide herself.
Mm-hmm.
She just, didn't want to. She didn't want to pull the trigger herself. But I would really, look in the rocks and find out where this guy. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to tell you. This guy's on disability.
I understand he was retired.
Yeah. No. You need to dig really deep on this one. Because
mm-hmm.
there is a lot more under the surface of this guy than meets the eye.
Now, is he a retired chiropractor? Or?
No, he got in a car accident. And he has a disability thing.
Okay. What kind of work did he do in the past? Chiropractor? Oh, okay. Okay.
And she also had an attorney by the name of.
You know what city she's out of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad's giving me some information here. Hang on. Mm-hmm. He met with her once, gave her a retainer,
mm-hmm.
and then there was some. I talked to my sister now. My sisters were very much involved in law enforcement. This family. My sister has worked for the FBI for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
My other sister.
Oh, okay.
And so she told me this morning that she overheard a conversation with my sister just recently. Regarding the divorce, and she said that she would have to get an accountant to go in there and find out where all of the assets were, but the accountant couldn't expose any fraud. But she said if she got an auditor in there, she could.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a motive here. But we don't know what it is yet. But I'm giving you all this stuff because we feel horrible for the deputy. Just horrible. But we know all of the other background, Ernie. We know the suicide, the weight loss, the 30 pounds of weight that she lost in just a very few, months. We know all that side of it. And you need to know that, too. We know the disappointment. We know the comments that she made when she left Las Vegas saying to her sister, I want you to have the jewelry, and I want you to have the money, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We know all that stuff. So
okay.
if there's a wrongful death here, it's not because the deputy did anything wrong.
Okay.
There's huge insurance policies on her. How much are those insurance policies, Mom?
$750,000.
And they're doing an autopsy on my sister?
Yes.
Okay. Because I think he was feeding her prescriptions as well.
Yeah, we'll get into all that. We need to know exactly what was in her system.
Okay.
Like I said, in the early stages, we're trying to find out who she is and what was going on in her head at the time so we can hopefully get some answers.
Yeah. You have my number, don't you?
Yes, I do.
There. Let me give you my parents' number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
what are your parents' name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I know he's got, other things going, but you can find that out on your own.
Right.
And this is a very big case.
Okay. Do you know how long they've been living out here in Camarillo?
How long have they been living out there in Camarillo? Yeah.
Maybe 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years.
Where'd they come from?
When the earthquake in Northridge came.
That's in 90.
Yeah, right after the earthquake in Northridge, they built
a
house on Discovery Bay in Northern California.
What's that?
And I think they lived down.
Oh, the San Fernando Valley?
Lived down in Tarzana for a while. Too.
Tarzana? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he just bought a $400,000 house here.
In Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay. He did?
Yeah. Now, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, put two and two together and call me and let me know what the number is.
I gotcha.
You know?
Okay.
We feel terribly bad.
I can understand.
The officer, we feel, you know, anytime somebody gets out of the car with a gun, I know what it's like. And I tell you, there's a split second to make a decision. And,
right.
And when I understand that she started to smash the patrol car or something back into it or smash
it
up.
We're in the early stages here on this thing. We've been up all night trying to put the pieces together. Now we're out interviewing. Apparently there were some independent witnesses in the general area, so
mm-hmm.
we'll get those statements and we'll put everything together. Like, you know, we'll all sit out and put this thing together and hopefully we'll have a real good answer as to exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I would ask you to do is to not just look at the defense of the officer, but look at the culpability of the estranged husband.
Because
I think there's something there.
Okay. But we normally do that anyways. We'll take a complete background.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll check everything out. You have my number?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay.
And if I find out anything else, I'll give you the first one that knows.
Okay. If I'm not at my desk, leave a message, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can.
Yeah, and let the officer know that we...
Okay.
Our prayers are with him.
I'll pass it on.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, we'll talk later.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, that was an interview with... That's the brother of the Nancy Perlman. Today's date is 3/21. Time for the conclusion of the interview is 10:52 a.m. His number is...
Sister. who happens to be Nancy Pearlman, the one that was shot,
right,
went down to the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, there's two attorneys, could be? Okay. My brother just mentioned the fact that there was a letter that was crafted, and my sister told my brother that if anything happens to her,
mm-hmm,
she's instructed the attorney to turn over this letter to the police.
Okay, do you know, is that the same attorney we're talking about, or another one?
I don't know. She felt that something was going to happen to her.
Okay.
And this culminated out of a discussion that she had with Jerry regarding getting a... What would you say that the attorney was?
A forensic
attorney to go through the books. And evidently there's a lot more to the... And he didn't want that. One thing you probably need to do, if you've probably already done it, is secure the telephone conversation that he had with the police department.
Mm-hmm. 911 call. Yeah.
The 911 call. You need to secure that and see if there's any inconsistencies in what he said over the phone versus what, because he could have escalated the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you might want to know that as well. As we get these little tidbits, I'm going to feed them to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Appreciate it.
Hope you don't mind.
No problem.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And the other thing
I'll... Okay, this is the second phone call from Mr. The time now is 11:04.
This is... I'm the brother of Nancy Pearlman. I believe she was involved in an officer-involved shooting last night. I have some information that I think you need to be aware of regarding the husband, and it may redirect your investigation. I'm going to come down there, and I'd really like to get a chance to talk to you about what I know, and... it's important that you call me right back. I'm at... And that's area code... If you could call me immediately, I would appreciate it, because I need to talk with you, let you know what's going on. Thanks. Bye.
Message March 21st at 10.
To replay this message.
Ernie, this is again. I found out that there is a computer located at a house in which Nancy and own here in Las Vegas. It may have some incriminating evidence on it. You may, well, call me. We can work out some way where we can get that either taken into evidence or something. Give me a call.
Message again on March 21st at 1:35 p.m., again from